I've been protesting for about a year, so I saw it on the internet, and I'm out of here.
What does your shirt say?
My shirt, Veterans for Peace.
And what about your sign?
My sign says, bring them home now.
Michael Frankel has a brother serving in Iraq and told WMNF why he was protesting President Bush's visit to Pinellas County.
My sign says, George, bring my brother home. My brother is currently stationed in Iraq for the second time, and I just got word his tour was just extended for another 6 months. My family has always been in the military. I unfortunately can't because apparently you have to be straight to shoot straight, but my family does not support the war. My family never has supported the war. If war is the answer, we're asking the wrong questions. That's my personal motto, and I think it really portrays more people in my family than not.
Frankel opposes the U.S. military's don't ask, don't tell policy that discriminates by not allowing gays to be employed in the military. About a year ago, he was arrested when he tried to enlist in the Army and did a sit-in when his enlistment was declined because of the policy. Frankel said he would enlist in the Army if they ever dropped the don't ask, don't tell discrimination policy.
Absolutely, right after I'm done with the semester at college. I'm not a stupid man. I have to plan for my life outside of the military. I don't foresee it being dropped anytime soon. But if it were to be dropped, I would definitely, at the soonest available possibility, without not fulfilling other commitments, I would be enlisting into the military. Army. Go Army.
Chris Ernesto is with the group St. Pete for Peace.
It's important for George Bush to know that people are opposed to his policies, and even though they try to make this very short turnaround, they don't think that we can respond quickly, so we thought it was important to let him know that even though you're going to go do a fundraiser on other people's dime within a 48-hour turnaround time, we can still mobilize quickly as well.
The fundraiser Ernesto referred to was only open to people who could afford the $25,000 per plate price tag. WMNF asked Ernesto how he felt about the president using taxpayer funds to travel to such an exclusive fundraiser.
Yeah, it's obviously disgusting, but probably no more disgusting than the fact that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are missing so many votes in Senate because they're out campaigning. I think the whole system in that aspect is pretty skewed.
Sharon Haynes said she has been against the war on Iraq since before the invasion, and she was also upset that Bush was in town for a fundraiser.
I feel that that's a shame because people are dying over there, and he's raising money over here for his political party. Today, people are dying over there in this war that isn't doing anybody any good.
Betty Jo Indelicato is with the group Florida Peace Action Network that holds protests every Friday morning in Port Richey. She went to Iraq in 2003 before the invasion with the peace group that is now called Voices for Creative Nonviolence. She sees a silver lining in Bush's fundraising junkets.
Well, I think it's a small waste of money compared to the $459 billion he just allocated for the war in Iraq. And I would rather have him flying around the country raising money than making decisions in Washington, because every decision he makes means more death.
The largest group of protesters gathered at the main airport entrance, but the president's motorcade exited about 500 meters south of that. Around a dozen police motorcycles preceded numerous SUVs and limousines, one of which contained the president. WMNF spoke with three students from Bayside High School that had permission from their principal, Patricia Fuller, to miss classes in order to document the protest. This is Danny Hemingway, Alex Krollman, and Alyssa Backus.
He was driving away.
Driving
like
away.
A coward.
With his windows up, can't even wave, nothing like that. That
if you're going to be a president, all the other presidents, even if you go over to a different country, they at least wave.
They wave, they
he's
show their support.
There,
he knows he was
windows
wrong.
Windows rolled up, probably just looking like whatever.
He's ashamed. He knows he was wrong.
Those Bayside High School students got to see the motorcade go by, unlike the bulk of the protesters up the street. St. Pete for Peace's Chris Ernesto speculated about why Bush's motorcade avoided most of the protesters.
Lately, we've noticed that they take him away because he's probably too fragile mentally right now to be able to sustain the concept of people protesting against him. So I'd imagine they'd sneak him in the back, which is fine because his handlers know that we're here and the people see that we're here.
Betty Jo Indelicato said she had expected Bush to avoid the protesters.
I'm not surprised. In fact, I read a government document to deal with demonstrators in affairs like this, and they do everything possible to avoid, you know, any type of negative publicity for the president.
A woman whose first name is Cora held a sign with a peace symbol and the words, "Backed by popular demand." She said that the reactions by drivers who passed by were generally positive.
Very good. I'd say we had two people that went by that were upset with us, but the rest have all been honking in approval.
Chris Ernesto agreed that many drivers supported the protesters.
As usual, very positive. Tide has turned. About six, nine months ago, people decided to be willing to speak up, whereas a year or 2 years ago, that wasn't necessarily the case. Now we're almost getting all positive response, as you just heard.